The city of Edmonds could soon fine people who don't lock up their firearms. KUOW's Casey Martin reports the ordinance is being proposed by a gun owner.
Mike Nelson is president of the Edmonds City Council. He has two young sons, and he's a proud gun owner. At his office this week, he showed me the safe he uses for his pistol. Nelson is introducing legislation that would require all gun owners to use a trigger lock or a safe like his. He says since the mass shooting in Parkland, Florida this year, he's received a lot of pressure to pass gun laws, especially from young people.
They're afraid to go to school because they're afraid of being shot. And so as a parent, that really struck a chord with me because I don't want my baby going and feeling that way. They should be going there to learn. They shouldn't be going there to be afraid. That's a place that should be of safety.
Those who do not safely store their firearms would face a civil infraction and a fine of $500. If a gun that was not correctly stored is used in a crime, the fine could jump up to $10,000. A recent University of Washington study found that 63% of gun-owning households in the state do not store their firearms locked and unloaded. Nelson dismisses the criticism that it's unfair to be required to buy a lock or a safe.
For the cost of a Happy Meal, you can literally save somebody's life, okay? A trigger lock is very, very inexpensive. We're talking $7, $8. And if this law saves one life, I think it's a reasonable thing.
The money raised by the fines would pay for trigger locks that the city would give out for free. In Edmonds, I'm Casey Martin, KUOW News.